Hi, I'm Scott Clapson, the community organizer here on KCIW.
I am sitting here today with Holly Strom from Curry Community Health. She is the public health director. How are you today, Holly?
I'm great. Thank you, Scott.
We're here today to talk about public health and Curry Community Health and some of the projects they're working on. Holly, do you want to tell us about what you all are working on?
Oh, I would love to. There's so many things, so I'll try to stay focused. Curry Community Health is the local public health authority. We split from the county a little over 2 years ago, so we're a nonprofit that takes on all of the public health duties that typically used to sit with the county. So we're one of a handful, probably in Oregon, that look like that right now. But I think it might be something that might be trending more in the future. So we are working, we did a community health assessment about 3 years ago. And that community health assessment took in the county and looked at different aspects of health and what we have and what we didn't have and where we were compared to the rest of the state. And so that's something that the state encourages people to do. And it's really important to the coordinated care organizations, the CCOs, which is the health plans for the Medicaid clients or the Oregon Health Plan clients here in the state. So I'm going to try to explain this.
Yes.
So anyway, the CCOs, the coordinated care organizations, have to develop an assessment of the county and also a community health improvement plan, otherwise known as a CHIP. So they, both of our coordinated care organizations in Curry, Western Oregon Advanced Health and All Care, have both completed that process. And so public health also is in the process of beginning our community health improvement plan. So we are looking at what the other agencies did and what we believe is applicable to all of our citizens, not just the Medicaid population, and where we can improve health in our county. So that's one project we're working on.
It's awesome that you all that I'm meeting in this work care so much, right? Because that's how we have interacted as collaborators through the Community Health Improvement Plan and the Community Advisory Council for All Care. So it's awesome to know that public health is going through a similar process to have like a different lens, right?
Because exactly.
Right?
Because the CCOs, the coordinated care organizations, really focus on their work with the Medicaid population.
Right.
But in our county, of course, our focus is larger and includes all the residents. And so we want to make sure that we reflect that appropriately. So, so that's one project that we're working on.
So what will these, like, what is this? Like, what are these for people that don't know, right? You and I know what a community health improvement plan and all of this is, but what, for people that are listening, what are those, like, what is that? Like,
well,
how does that help to have that?
For public health, what, there's some focuses that we've kind of determined to be areas where Curry doesn't meet like the state standards of where everyone else might be. And so we had looked at, for example, smoking in our county. It tends to have a higher rate than across the state. And there might be a lot of reasons why that is. So for instance, we feel like targeting smoking cessation is important for our community because of the health risks that it carries with it. Another example would be well child visits, having kids up to date with that yearly exam. I know this feeds into something that you and I had talked about previously, Scott, about the Affordable Care Act and all these families having health insurance for maybe, especially the parents, not necessarily the children, for the first time ever.
Right.
And so when we look at the numbers of kids that are actually having those visits, they're low.
Yeah.
People aren't coming in just because
they don't know.
Fun. Right.
Yeah. They don't know. Like we think, right? They've got health insurance. They don't.
But I'm not sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Or if they are sick, they don't know how to get help because they've never had that opportunity to get help in that way.
Exactly. So I think there's some education around, you know, what the importance of those things. And then, you know, we want to do perhaps some media around the importance of it and getting kids in to whatever their primary care provider is here. Yeah. I mean, for Curry Community Health, we want people to be seen, and it doesn't right. have to be with us, but
yeah.
it makes our county look a little healthier. Yeah. So that's important. We have targeted also, because we are public health, the immunization rates.
Okay.
Those are some of the things. Another important thing that we look at is women getting into prenatal care early. And so how can we do better at that access?
What is happening around that?
It's been really difficult here the last couple of years. We have not had, well, for a while, Curry Health District, the Curry General Hospital, had to close their obstetrics, their deliveries that they were having. And now they're reopened and reestablishing that. They have a new provider there. And there's another agency, Bright Eyes Midwifery, who is offering that service. But it was difficult when our only hospital in our county wasn't doing deliveries.
Right. Yeah, so where do you go? And if you don't have transportation, how do you get there?
And that's exactly. So we worked a lot with our pregnant moms through our home visiting programs that we have, accessing clients that are on Oregon Health Plan are able to get those rides for free. Through their coordinated care organization, whichever one that happens to be. So helping them, because it's so complicated,
mm-hmm.
you know, so helping them to make that first appointment and
right.
even telling them that it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
We send quite a few people down to Sutter Coast for a while. Other people had to go to Coos Bay for deliveries or Grants Pass.
Wow.
And that's a long way.
That
if you're in labor.
Well, because when I was a kid here, born in 1974, we thought it was, you know,
Crescent City
and Gold Beach, right? Like, that was a long way to go deliver a baby.
Yeah.
And now it's like, wow, you have to go outside the county, like, entirely. Like,
so that was a really troubling time. And lucky to say that those times are over.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So now
awesome.
Curry General Hospital is doing deliveries again.
Good.
They have another, they have a couple people working in obstetrics again.
Okay.
And so that's really great for us. And also, Bright Eyes Midwifery is doing those deliveries as well.
Okay.
So that looks better for us. We're happy.
Is there, more people doing midwifery or doulas or anything like that?
I
Do you know anything about that?
There are more people, but I don't know a lot about it, because typically the population we work with is the Medicaid population.
Right.
So we typically work with people that cover or that accept Oregon Health Plan.
Okay.
And so that's why those are the people.
So then earlier in the podcast, you said, if I'm understanding correctly, that you all are concerned, though, with the health of the whole county.
Yes.
But you primarily interact with the Medicaid population.
No, not necessarily, because now at our, when we look at the statistics for things going on, when we're talking about health services and let me clarify that. We do home visiting for clients, and typically those clients are on Oregon Health Plan.
Okay.
We will see clients with private insurance. We don't necessarily get paid for those clients, but we still are happy to see them if people need services. So the bulk of the people that come to us for prenatal stuff and have smaller children are our WIC clients. Through our WIC office, and those tend to be the clients on Medicaid. We do refer private insurance clients out to those same places.
Yeah.
They just might have a few more options sometimes.
Yeah.
So, as far as the community health improvement plan, we definitely are looking at, I mean, we have a huge older population on Medicare.
Yes.
So that's something that public health is, you know, we want to, of course, take into account those citizens as well.
Yeah.
So some of our programs that we run happen to be for low income,
but
that doesn't mean that that's the entirety of the health of our county.
Yeah.
So,
well, that is a large portion of our county though, right? Just as, so what is being done for the seniors, or what's being thought about for the seniors in the county?
Well, we are working, we actually got a grant. This is one thing that public health is working on right now. We got a grant from Oregon Health Authority with All Care CCO and Josephine County Public Health. We were one of four grantees in the state to work on a collaborative called Sustainable Relationships in Community Health. And we call it SEARCH because that's easier to say.
Okay.
So the SEARCH grant has been going on all summer. And the specific target right now for that grant is to bring the Living Well program. So it's people that have chronic diseases, mm-hmm. typically diabetes and hypertension is what we're looking at specifically right now, is to bring those back to Curry County for our citizens that have those diagnoses. And so that's kind of a great focus for me because it's something that we don't provide a ton of services to the older population. And so it's something that, you know, is important. It teaches people how to advocate for their health and just some life skills, tries to keep people out of the hospital, to know that they can go to their provider and say, this is happening. And so it teaches them kind of self-efficacy skills.
Yeah. So how do you advocate for your own health care? Because I was in that situation, right? I'm on the Oregon Health Plan, and I was in that situation in January. And it's a new experience, and it's weird to be heard. And every time I'm asked, it's like, whoa, like, this is odd, because I've been without health insurance for so long, and I don't know the language, and I don't know what to say, right?
Right.
And so how do you know how to advocate?
And
like, how can you
learn? Providers, you know, are more open to that or not. It just depends on your provider. And so I think what happens sometimes with people that are have had health insurance or Medicare, you know, when they were younger, when the doctor told you what to do, it was like, okay, that's what we were doing because that's what the doctor said. And that's not really how the younger generation thinks so much. And so as we see, you know, there are a lot of providers that have that partnership. And that's something that we definitely want to see. It's just kind of the changing world of healthcare right now. So teaching, residents that they can question things or ask for things that they feel like they need that are maybe more appropriate than what might be the first thing that the physician or provider wants to do. So, that's, you know, I've seen a lot of clients in some of the case management stuff that we've done go get this, you know, whatever. And it's like, well, I can't get there and I can't afford it.
Right.
And so it's like some providers are really good about thinking about those things and others aren't as good.
Yeah.
So part of some of the case management stuff that's happening with our home visiting, but also in a lot of the healthcare offices around the state is, and with Liberty Advocacy, I know, is trying to help clients, you know, learn how to do some of that themselves.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's kind of nice.
Yeah. I think it's as the more I'm learning about traditional healthcare workers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these community health workers, it's interesting to kind of learn about this way of just fascinating what's happening to healthcare.
Yeah. It's really looking
motivational
different.
Interviewing and all of these things. So that's one thing I'm curious about is tobacco cessation. You brought that up.
Yes,
and
I did.
Some of us,
why would I do that? No,
some of us on the Community Advisory Council, I just almost used an acronym, the CAC, as Holly and I know it in, the vernacular, I guess, of the Community Advisory Council. We've been talking about tobacco cessation before you joined the council recently.
Yes.
And so I'm curious, like, what you all are working on. And it's not in our chip for All Care, but it's probably sounds like it's going to be in the chip.
It's probably going to be in the public health chip. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're trying to partner with our CCO, the Coordinated Care Organizations. Probably that will be the first step for us because in order to bring cessation classes to our county, which I don't believe we have any cessation classes.
I saw a flyer like last year or something with a butt going out or something. I don't know what's going on with that though.
It's hard because here's an interesting point. So public health has a tobacco prevention education person in our office that's funded by the Oregon Health Authority and all the health departments do. That person is actually not allowed to teach the classes.
I know, I heard that.
Which is kind of interesting. However, they are able to help facilitate getting classes here. So what I have spoken to some of the CCOs about is offering that class here, perhaps having some like administrative support through our office to kind of get it set up. And then All Care, I know for sure, has someone that teaches cessation. And how can we get someone here in Curry to do that?
And where would that be, at the library? Or
it would probably be, yeah, somewhere in a like a public location.
Okay.
Yeah. So
cool.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, no, that is exciting. Yeah, because that's a huge issue, right?
It is. It's hard to talk to people about cessation and, you know, ask if they're smokers and to not have anywhere to send them and we have the quit line, of course, yeah. But to actually have a class here in our county, would be really nice.
Well, that's one of the things, motivational interviewing, right? We went to, there was a conference recently, over in Bend, and a whole bunch of us from the community advisory councils from around the state went, and there was an optional like motivational interviewing thing. And it was really cool to kind of take this new perspective and talking to the person, like, why, right? Like, some people don't want to smoke, but there was also a thing about the quit line later that day. And I remember people just saying, yeah, that seems really, yeah, well, here, call an 800 number. And yeah, it's like, that's not really the direction that healthcare seems to be going, at least not in Oregon.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
So more of that, like, peer support. And
right.
Would that be what it would look like?
It would be that, and, you know, offering a class for, and then yes, like you
so
said,
like a
offering no, like a class, hopefully taught by ex-smokers.
Okay.
So that, when you do classes, I think the most important thing that comes out of that is learning that you have other members in the class that can be supportive and that will be there. And so I think that's the power of a group meeting. Is connecting with those people. And so I don't think anyone, I've not ever been a smoker, wants to hear me talk about how bad it is for you.
Right.
Unless you've been there and kind of lived through that difficulty of the addiction, which, you know, so.
Absolutely. So how long, like, is there a timeline? Like,
no, for that one, we don't have a timeline yet, but part of the Sustainable Relationships for Community Health grant that we're doing, part of the meaning of that work group is to look at healthcare agencies, healthcare insurance, let me say that, providers, doctor's offices here in town, and looking at the referral loops. How can a provider refer someone to, like, Living Well with Chronic Disease and then know if they, you know whatever happened after that. Mm-hmm. So I think that part with that, we're hoping to start with that piece because I think it's already up and going in Josephine and Jackson, and they've been really supporting and helping us get that moving for the grant. But then with that will come a lot of knowledge that might be able to be used for things like cessation classes. They have a pain management class that I know would be really helpful for a lot of residents here and clients at my office and other offices. So taking the systems kind of thing, the billing piece, the communication. So Dr. So-and-so referred this client. Did they go, you know, they were, and then so having that feedback where they attended two classes, you know, or they completed and they were successful and just kind of, and there's a printout that they have that says, this is kind of what I learned, that kind of gives that information back to the provider. And I think that's a good, you know, reinforcement to whether it's helpful or not. And then might have providers, thinking about, oh, you know, that worked for this person and, you know, maybe it might work for someone else. So, so some of those internal systems, because we all have our systems that we work in, right? Public health and the coordinated care agencies and the different providers in our area, but we don't necessarily talk very well back and forth. So that's the piece that we're working on and what the state is really working on now.
But you use the same acronyms.
Well, but we just use them in our own offices.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's one of the things that we've been learning about in the Community Advisory Council. For All Care, Curry County, is silos, right?
Yep.
And the silos that happen. And it happens everywhere, right? When I attended Portland State a few years ago, LA City College, the same thing. Like, people, you kind of, you communicate with the people that are in the sector that you work in, right?
Right.
And even if it's all in healthcare, there's a lot, as I'm learning, there's so many different, like, moving parts. And I had no idea. So
I think that's a good thing that's come out of the Affordable Care Act, is that it's really forcing the Medicaid, everyone to collaborate. And it's been nice. I know we've, you know, really worked with Curry Health Network a lot more recently. And we just worked on, because we're getting ready to file for our patient-centered primary care home. And so working I know, so we're excited about that. So working with the hospital district and how we're going to talk to each other when we have patients that are need to be admitted. And so that's really great. And then with the health insurance agencies, you know, it's opening up those discussions. So that's kind of exciting.
That
for
is
the first time.
That's huge. So this is something big for you too, right? Because you're not new to working in public health. You've been doing this for a little while.
Right. Probably about 10 years.
Okay. So this is something brand new. Like, I'm kind of astonished that, you know, there's a kind of a different, like, it's patient, like, people are
driving. The patient it drives the healthcare.
Yeah. It's so weird. Like, it's so weird to have, like, go to your provider. So this is a big impact, like, these primary care homes. Like, can you talk about that? Like, 'cause this is a big thing.
Yeah, it is. I think what happens with the coordinated care organizations specifically, and I can't really speak to private health insurance as well, but they have what's called metrics that they need to meet to show that not only are, you know, their consumers getting care, but that it's improving their care. So they're not going to the hospital so many times. And also this coordinated care organizations get like extra support, you know, maybe financial, they get for meeting, you know, areas that we need improvement. And so I think that has helped bring public health into the picture a little bit more, because some of the things that public health does really focuses on the Medicaid population and how to improve, like, some of those outcomes. So that has helped us all kind of work on the same goals, together. So, and bring us together.
And that's, like, kind of what the community health improvement plans are for, right? Is to talk about, like, well, this whole idea of equity, right? It's not just about skin color or things like that that are so visible. Like, there's all these intersectionalities, and not everybody starts from the same place, right? Like, not everybody has the same understanding of how to advocate for themselves, or what language to use, or, you know, how do I say this? Like, what do I say? I know that I feel bad, but how do I communicate that in a way that my provider knows? Or what if the ride is the, you know, ready rides with all care? I know that's a whole other non-emergent medical transportation. Like, that's a whole other aspect, but it is nutrition, getting the proper food that you need.
Right.
But if you don't have a car and you can't get your groceries back, right? And you have no other way. So this is just, it's fascinating.
Yeah. We also, we are kind of expanding at our, we also have had some support, mental health, because we also, Curry Community Health also holds mental health services for the county and addictions. I can't speak to those as much, but I do know that at the school-based health center, we just got an extra grant to have a mental health therapist there 5 days a week, which is really huge for Brookings. We do mental health services in the Port Orford schools and also in the Gold Beach schools, I believe, at a limited basis. So, but for Brookings, we have obviously the most children enrolled in our school district. And so that's exciting too.
That's
we also
huge.
Have
5 days a week.
5 days a week, we'll have a therapist, and then they have telehealth.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm using the right words.
Yeah.
So that they have a psychiatric nurse practitioner that can prescribe medications if kids need medications, and they can get that all done at the school-based health center. And they don't have to leave and miss class and be gone, you know, for the day. And so that's really exciting as well, to kind of expand that area.
That is really cool.
Yeah. So it's really small at the school-based health center, so be really, really close quarters this year.
And also emergency preparedness is also?
Yes, we have Beth Barker Hidalgo is our emergency preparedness coordinator, and she's fantastic. Yes. She is really a power lady, so she's always out doing things. So she actually was listening to some of the reports on the fire, what's happening with the fires right now. And she was asked to come down here tonight to a meeting, I think at 6, to discuss the reports on the air quality that we have. Okay. So I am new as the director. So this is my learning curve for public health emergency preparedness. Yeah. So, but public health does respond 24 hours a day to any public health emergency or threat of emergency, or if someone showed up at the hospital and they had some weird rash, or someone felt like or 10 people showed up at the emergency room and had some weird rash. So we are available, to address that. And we work very closely with the Oregon Health Authority on that, coordinating that. So, yeah. So let me just going to say one more thing. Oh, I was going to also talk about the babe stores that we have coming.
Oh, yes.
So, we are going to open with our babe store in September, I believe mid-September, and that is going to house supplies for families that don't have access to diapers and some baby equipment. I didn't see the inventory, but it's a lot of stuff. And so we're really excited. We're going to have that. We're going to pilot that here in Brookings. But we do have home visitors that see clients in Gold Beach and Port Orford. So if clients need stuff, we'll probably transport it for them. It's kind of like a shopping store. So clients that come in and, for instance, we have difficulty getting them to have their well child exams, then they can get vouchers, like cash money they can go spend at the store. And we all know diapers are really expensive. So seems to be a big need in our community. And the Seroptimus, I have to say, I have to give them a plug too, because they've been really good about supplying us with some baby supplies for our clients, which we really greatly appreciate. So yeah, so that'll be opening up, and that's in conjunction right now with All Care, setting that up. It's kind of, we're just basically taking the model from Josephine County, or Jackson County, and, piloting here.
Yeah.
So that's
there's
exciting.
A lot of that going on.
Yeah.
And I think it's
copy.
Really cool. Yeah. Well, it's not even copying. It's really kind of learning like what works, right?
Yes.
I learned this in like some of this community organizing stuff, right? You find someone that's doing it and you look and you figure out how does that fit then in our community?
Right.
And
how can we make it work?
We're looking at that right now with the Junior Master Gardener program, right? And how do we increase child literacy and gardening and kind of connect the pieces? And
right.
Yeah. It's so as far as like what does the future hold for like after this like community health assessment and community health improvement plan for public health, right?
Well,
the coordinated care organizations will have theirs. You all will have yours. Like, then where do we go from here?
Well, part of why we took the coordinated care organizations chips and really looked at what pieces were, relevant for us, for the whole community, there were a lot of pieces, is that we don't want to all be working in those silos still. Mm-hmm. We really want to work on projects together because that's how we feel like we can really make a difference, really spending some time in them. So our process for public health, what we're going through right now is public health accreditation. And so that is not required for public health agencies in the state, but it is recommended. It kind of takes what we're doing, what the county, what the community needs, instead of just like, I think we need this, right? Mm-hmm. So with the community's input, what does the community need? And then it kind of sets you up to, these are our goals for next year. We want to improve, actually it's a 5-year one, I think, but it's always, it's a fluid working plan. Mm-hmm. So we want to focus on smoking, for example. So our goal, we have this many percent of smokers and we want to decrease it by, you know, this much. So we can really see if the things that we are doing are making a difference. If they're helping, if they're not, if we need to take it back and say that really didn't work. So, you know, we're not really improving. What else can we do? You know, thinking outside of the box. So that's our step. It's our next step right then. And then we will file, we'll set up our strategic improvement plan after that, because there's lots of planning. And then we file for that. And that's an accreditation that we're hoping to get, which is strictly for public health. Public health in the state is going through a whole modernization right now. And so it's kind of a really big deal.
Yeah.
Public health is probably going to look very differently over the next year. We will still do a lot of the key programs that we do, like communicable disease investigations, immunizations, family planning, which we all are free if people can't afford them at our clinics. But it's also going to be, there might be some things that we're required to do that might need partnering with neighboring public healths. And so I think that's probably a good thing. You know, what are we doing? You know, maybe we don't need a full-time person to work on our policy and that kind of thing, but maybe we can partner with Coos or Josephine County to kind of support that. And it's kind of nice because with the grant that we've received from Oregon Health Authority for the sustainable relationships, it's been nice to partner with Josephine County a lot and sit with them for long periods of time and really learn what they're doing, what's working in their public health clinics and what's not. So it's all been such a good learning experience.
Yeah.
As we all, you know, the healthcare system is changing, public health is changing. So we're just kind of on the boat,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Where are we going next?
And it's interesting to watch, even with the Oregon Health Authority, you know,
yeah.
and all these pieces across the state that are coming together and all these people that I've met that are not just working in healthcare, they're working in other parts of industry, whether they're healthcare workers like Liberty Advocacy Group, mm-hmm. where they're advocates, you know, all these different people are coming at it. And I've been given cards by so many different people that are like, and I'm working on this and I'm working on that. And I'm like, whoa, this is really weird. Like, there's all these people around the state that are working to make our state healthier.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's a lot of work, though. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, Scott. And I'm sure you know that, too.
No, I feel it. I feel it, but it's fun.
It's fast, and it's happening.
Yeah, and it's quick, and it's acronyms, and it feels like sometimes you're not getting anything done, and then it's like, whoa.
We just did that already.
Yeah, you're going to a convention or whatever, and someone's saying, oh, here, Scott's working on a walking group, and you're like talking and they're like not any farther ahead than you are. And you're supposed to like share information. And you're going,
we're in the same spot.
I guess we're in the same spot. And we're innovators, right?
Yeah.
And this is innovation and it's really exciting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else? I know you came with a lot of things to say.
I just wanted to make sure I had enough to say, but I probably always do.
That's wonderful. And thank you to Holly Strom for sitting and talking with me and taking time out of your day.
Thank you, Scott.
I'm really excited about this Oregon healthcare transformation. I am Scott Clapson, the community organizer. We've been here today with Holly Strom from Public Health, from Curry Community Health. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Bye.
If you enjoyed this program and want to hear more like it, consider supporting Curry Coast Community Radio and help us get on the air. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org. Thank you for listening.